Always switch up, working on my core, I ain't doing no sit up. Hands up, praising, looking like a stick up. Big 6'6", take your wig off. Boy, you ain't kind, step away from the cobra. Came with a force real strong, but the brody wrapped up in a cute little package, baby Yoda. Boy, I got the keys and the enemy tripping all in my ministry, trying to put an enemy stop. This is not the best time to be in my grill. When the clothes burn, it's hot dog, I don't ever stop. My whole team being ready for the rapture. How you heard a soul that's prepared to die? I got him in the east and the west and the south and up north, and we trained and we ready to ride. Now let's go.
Awesome. Big G, yeah, he awesome. Big dog when he barking. Rolls up out that coffin. Just ain't got no stain.
My God, it's awesome. We all about wins. Ain't taking no losses,
nah. No loss.
But standing in the coffin right next to the drama and all of the problems, yeah.
Yeah.
My team is winning. We got that drive. It's all in the engine. They say they got faith. A lot of pretending. When problems arise, man, they start dipping. Not playing no games. Get out of my lane. It's me with that hate. Not taking the bait. We ain't the same. If ain't about God, then I can't relate.
No, no.
Yes, I'm around like I'm kitchen. These haters can stay out my missions. I stay in the kitchen cutting down the agenda. Slug, I do that work, bro, with a vengeance. Rah.
Awesome. Big G, yeah, he awesome. Big dog when he barking. Rolls up out that coffin. Just ain't got no stain.
Candid Convo fam, what's going on? I just want to say welcome to the show. Welcome to Candid Convos. And you guys heard the blast off clip, so you already know what day it is and what time it is. It's time for Candid Convos with your man KS the Legend. And you know, I got the homie with me, Marta the Greatest, in the building, man. How you feeling tonight, bro?
Happy Tuesday! Hey, bro, it's lit. You know how we do it. It's another Candid Convo Tuesday. We hope y'all buckled in. We got some serious topics for y'all tonight. And remember, I have to put the disclaimer out there because even though we are three Christians, sometimes these topics don't make you clutch your pearls, or they might want to, you know, make you want to give your life to God. We don't know. It may be somewhere in between, but tonight's going to be lit. Licio, you ready, bro?
Bro, I was born ready. Man, we kicked off the show with that brand new track by Broda Da Vinci because we serve an awesome God. That track is called Awesome, featuring the homie 8EZ from Cincinnati. And not only that, but we are joined with our other broadcast colleague, the homie, the very lovely Tavy Soul Wavy in the building. How you feeling tonight, sis?
I'm feeling way better. I'm thankful. Like, and, you know, I'll tell you the great news afterwards. But, yes, I'm ready to get this show on the road. Like, let's get it.
Amen. Well, you guys, if you have seen the flyer, or if you have not seen the flyer, that's okay. We want to give a big shout-out to our friend, Gloria Shalom, that designed the flyer. And our guest on tonight is none other than the very talented Miss D. LaShelle Thornton. D. LaShelle, are you there, sis?
I am. Hi, everybody. It's so good to be with you guys today. I'm looking forward to our candid combos today.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
If you guys are not familiar with De La Shell, she's a you know, a personal matter to Marty the Great. So, Marty, can you tell us a little bit about De La Shell and, like, what made you want to invite her on the show?
Well, De La Shell is a pain in, you know, you know what. You know,
oh,
she gets on my nerves three out of the 2 months
wow.
of the year. You know, no, I'm joking, y'all.
Wait, two
I'm
months?
I'm joking, y'all.
2 months? Oh. Okay.
I'm joking, y'all. Of course, she's my oldest sister. If you look at the flyer and you see a resemblance, you're not seeing double, or you're not seeing Marty the Greatest with a wig on. We don't do that over here. You are seeing my sister, De La Shell Thornton. As y'all know, I'm a gospel rapper, so music runs in the family, and she just released her fire, but a worship song nonetheless, a single called Faithful God. De La Shell, welcome to the show. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited, I guess. Really irked up.
So I guess it's safe to say you're ready to get into some candy convos then. You're ready to get into some topics.
I think you did a pretty good job introducing me, so I think I know what this is going to be like tonight, so I think I'm ready.
Oh, let's get it. Licio, the stage is set, bro. The stage is set. Can you let me off the leash?
You are off the leash, bro. You are off the leash. Let's get it, man.
Man, so unfortunately, now that I didn't came out with all the energy, unfortunately, we actually talking about something sad tonight, y'all. We starting off with something sad tonight, because unfortunately, y'all remember we was talking about racism on January 6th, right? Well,
yes.
Unfortunately, our bad uncle racism has reared its ugly head, and I don't know if y'all been following this. I've been following it a little bit. But racism against Asians has been on the rise, or at least attacks have been on the rise since the coronavirus came up. And I think it's been on the rise like 150%. So
right.
This dude decides to walk up to this grandmother. This grandmother, this lady is 76 years old, and punched her in both of her eyes. So, you think, you know, her being 76, she'll be out for count? Nah. Nana said, you don't know me. Obviously, you don't know me in past life, but you got to get to know me. Because she took a stick, and she beat old boy so bad that they had to carry him off in a stretcher. Nana walked off. He had to be left in a stretcher. JD, please tell me you seen it.
No, that one, I missed that one. Oh, my gosh. But I will go back and look at it, yeah. Wow, that sounds brutal.
You have to see the video. Leafield, did you see the video?
Bro, I saw the video. The video was buck wild crazy. And, yes, just like you said, racism against Asians is on a high rise as of last year because of the coronavirus. If you guys are familiar, they just had a shooting in Atlanta at a Korean spa. So, yeah, attacks on Asians are on the rise. De La Shell, what are your thoughts about this older Asian woman fighting back?
I think, you know what, that's pretty good for them. I mean, you know what, in today's environment, it's sad that people have to go through that kind of fight situation, and apparently he didn't think that she would, you know, react that way. And, you know, hey, good for her.
Amen. Well, I guess as spoken, I'm not one-sided to this, but I believe that he deserved what he got.
Licio, she gave him the business, dude. No, she gave him the... He was bleeding. He was bleeding. She gave him the business. She beat him. She beat all the ugly off. Because first thing I was like, well, you're not a bad-looking dude. So she must have beat all the ugly off him with the stick. Because... And that stick was big. Did you see the stick? Did you see the shit?
Yeah.
You seen the shit?
I saw it, bro. I saw it, man.
Bro, she beat him back. So if you out here and you being racist, you might write it. You might run into the right person or the wrong person. I'm just saying. I don't know. I don't think he's gonna be up on the bone. Stop.
I don't know, but I guarantee he won't do it again. Ain't that right, Tavy?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He bet not.
And just like boxers, just like UFC fighters, everybody has their day coming. You will not always be at the top. So if you are being a bully, you one day are going to be bullied. If you are putting your hands on people that you shouldn't be, one day somebody's going to put their hands on you. So I believe he got what he deserved. Topic number two, we're going to talk about, of course, since it is April. I mean, it's not April. Next month is April, I'm sorry. And April is on the horizon. So, mm-hmm. D. LaShale, are you a movie fanatic? Are you a movie fan? Do you like to watch movies?
I do. Action and comedy and romance, of course. So, yes, I love movies.
Amen. So, Earl, we're late 2020, maybe October, maybe November-ish 2020. Mortal Kombat released their brand new logo, Rose Gold, with a, you know, a red eye for the dragon. And April 16th, the movie will be in theaters. And as of last week, Tavy, they have released the first 13 minutes in details on GameInformer.com. And I am excited for this movie. D. LaShale, I am excited for this movie because a lot of people don't know the backstory. And I am excited for this new movie, Mortal Kombat, coming out April 16th.
Yes.
D. LaShale, have you seen any of the trailers?
I unfortunately have not, which is unbelievable because I have boys. So I cannot believe that they have not told me that Mortal Kombat is coming out with a movie. And we actually grew up on Mortal Kombat, you know, so I know a lot about Mortal Kombat.
I
was not aware of this. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So in the 13 minutes, it basically says Hanzo, which is AKA Scorpion, how he became who he is, what tragic event happened, which was his son being killed and his wife being killed by none other than Lin Kuei's Sub-Zero. So it gets very detailed. And if you are following the movie or if you are not following the movie, we're going to give you a spoiler right now that every character in the movie, they're not actors. They're actually martial artists. So they do this on the daily. And I am thoroughly excited for this brand new movie coming out April 16th. Martin the Greatest, man, did you get a chance to see any of the details or any of the spoilers this past week about Mortal Kombat?
No, I'm kind of mad about missing the 13 minutes, I'm going to be honest with you. I have a guy who normally keeps me abreast with this stuff, and his name shall we not going to name him. Alicia. so normally he do keep me up with everything that's going on Mortal Kombat, but somehow it fell through cracks, and you know I'm not gonna call his name up. Yo, I'm sorry. you know, a little bit under the but I will say this: it is a catch-22 because man, you know when you hear them using martial arts. You know, martial artists, you're like, oh man, these action scenes are gonna be off the chain. But then again,
it sounds like
they
are
backstory. Yeah, if you want to have backstory,
it is.
It's just like it's gonna be hard for acting because when you do backstories, you need actors for backstories. So it's gonna be very interesting. I can't wait to see it. Tavy, I mean, what you think about them using martial artists?
No, that is like something different, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would actually use them as well because they have all the techniques and stuff for it. And, you know, they can just chop each other's neck off and it won't be no problem because they use that.
They chop each other's neck off. What?
Just kidding, you know what I'm saying? Like, Yeah.
Baby might be a little bit violent. Might be a little bit violent.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Wait.
Alicia, what you think about that, man?
Well, I am looking forward to it. Apparently, if you have ever played any of the Mortal Kombat games, this movie is going to land right next to the game. From the blood to the gore, I am looking forward to it. If you have not seen the trailer, in the first 8 seconds of the trailer, it shows Sub-Zero dismantling and blowing off Jax's cybernetic arms. So I am excited about this movie.
Do you know what I remember about Mortal Kombat?
It's going to be crazy. What's up?
Do you know what I remember about Mortal Kombat more than anything? A Thuga.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when kids were walking around saying that? That was the thing?
Yeah, and also...
That's Street Fighter.
Oh,
that's not Mortal Kombat. You just messed up the whole show.
My bad!
The whole show. And you
look
scared.
It's okay.
It was close. It was close. I remember the... It was close.
Oh man, the show is off the rails.
We
already.
All forget sometimes.
It's
y'all know
already
how
off
get.
The rails. For real.
Y'all know how we get. How we gonna get back on? I don't know.
So, I mean, D. Lachelle, you are an artist, and like we mentioned, Mortal Kombat will have fighting. Mortal Kombat will have martial artists, but you are a vocal singing artist. So can you tell us, like, how did your single, your smashing hit, Faithful God, came about, and what was the inspiration behind the track?
Well, last year when all of the pandemic and everything started happening, you know, it was a time where people were really just kind of was inside. And so with that time and just me being inside, I just took that as an opportunity to kind of really just kind of get closer to God and you know, spend that close time with him. And so in that, and just thinking about everything that people were going on, going through in the world and everything like that, you know, I just really was like just thinking about the faithfulness of God, you know, in my life and everything else, and just really thinking about how some people are not aware of how faithful God can be. And, you know, I just really wanted to just kind of share with people how faithful God is and how faithful he can be. So this song, you know, it came up out of my spirit, and I actually, you know, started it in, I think, March or April or something like that, and kind of just let it sit there. And, you know, thank God for people in my life. Somebody kind of just pushed me and was like, come on, let's see it. I want to see it. Let's get it done. And by December of, before the end of the year, I was like, okay, we're getting this done. And, hey, here we are, you know?
Amen. Well, how about we give you the floor so you can introduce your song to us and the listeners?
So, you know, this song is called Faithful God. You know, I, you know, just want everybody to know, you know, that God is a faithful God. He will be there for you in spite of whatever you're going through. Know that, you know, it's not just happening to you. God has a reason and a purpose for it, and he will be there in the midst of whatever it is. I hope you enjoy it.
Amen. Well, here is D. Lachelle with Faithful God. Check it out.
There is no one more faithful than you. for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen, you guys. That was our guest on tonight, Ms. D. Lachelle with Faithful God. We do want to say thank you to our sponsors, Mr. Gloria Shalom over at ShalomChic.com, as well as Overcomer Apparel. You guys are the reason why we can like have these type of interviews and like bring special guests onto the show for all the funds and all of the support that you guys give us over here at Candid Convo. Tavy, are you there, sis?
Yes, I'm here.
What are your thoughts about the track Faithful God by our guest tonight?
Song I've never heard it before. This is my first time hearing it, so that's exclusive to me. And that will be on my playlist. And I need that. That's wow, amazing. And let us know he is a faithful God, and you know he makes a way out of no way. So, yeah.
Amen. Well, I loved it. I loved it as soon as you know Marty sent it over to me. Marty the Greatest. How do you feel about the song, bro?
Every time I hear the song, it's hard to try to fight the spirit. I get the spirit. Better pray for you. From the rising of the sun. Let me stop. I'm sorry. You got me all in the spirit.
What spirit, buddy?
I take a offering spirit. It's offering time.
All right.
Well, Tavy, what is our third topic for tonight?
Our third topic for tonight. I don't know if you all heard. Like, have you heard about the response from Kirk Franklin and the mother of their son, and also the daughter, who is the sister of the son of Kirk Franklin, about the whole situation with him having had a situation with their relationship? It's been a couple of years back. So the son is saying that, accusing him of molestation. Have y'all heard that?
Mm. Nah, I did not hear that. Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It came deeper. it has got deeper.
I heard he was accusing him of abuse. Not molestation. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, that's the second one. The first one was about Kirk Franklin cussing him out, and he actually had the audio, and he put it out there to the world, and we're like, what? What's going on? So we're thinking that something is wrong with Kirk Franklin. He's just cussing out. But then you actually looking for, the son has a problem himself, But now that he has allegations, so he's going out there where there's the audio of him having a back and forth conversation with a lady and someone else in a room or so, and all of a sudden, he starts saying, oh, this is down the third, and then all of a sudden he talks about molestation. He's like, turn off that, why are you playing my molester's music? Like, I was like, what? Like, I had to hear that, like, three times. And I'm like, oh my God, he's actually accusing him of molesting him. Like, and now a lot of people are saying, oh, this may be true. That's probably the reason why he's acting out like that. I mean, but,
wow.
I mean, Marty, what you really think about that? Like,
Tavy, you must be the journalist of the show because this is breaking news. We
yeah.
talked about something that's entirely different in the production meeting. I am befuddled. I am sideswiped. This is new information
wow.
to me. You said, well, now what you talking? Oh, my God. He didn't accuse this man of molestation? That's a
yes,
very bold thing to put on the bar.
Right.
It's not. I'm going to tell you what. I thought we was going to talk about the mama, and I was going to share my thoughts about the mama, because I felt like she was just trying to get her 10 minutes of fame. I'm going to be honest with you. I know I might get in trouble to say that, because she deserves to share her story and whatnot, but we really didn't need her side of the story if you just was going to agree with Kirk or say stuff that Kirk said. But,
exactly.
I mean, for the audio to be released that he's accusing him of molestation, look, man.
Yep.
I'm surprised, but here's the thing. Your mama came out said you need help. Your dad came out said you need help. You know, Tammy Franklin, Kurt's wife, said, you know, he need help. Not every, my dad, our dad, me and D. Lachelle's dad, have a rule of thumb. If everybody's saying it about you, and maybe onesies or twosies. But if everybody's saying it about you, your sister say you even need help. So if everybody's saying it about you, you're probably the one who need the help. So I don't know, Alicia, can you make heads or tail of the breaking news?
Bro, I am so speechless. Like, it's not, it's like, bro, it's like, it's unbelievable. So Kirk's son is accusing him of molestation? Oh, my goodness.
Big people.
Boy,
that
is
right.
breaking news.
Right. I was shocked because when I heard about it, yeah, he just literally came out. He's like, why are you playing my molested music? And I'm like, oh, my God, because they had a back and forth between the woman and there's a man that you can hear the voices and they're talking. And they're like, well, we're not saying this and that, you know. And I can't remember everything they were saying, but they were going back and forth about it. And then when they were playing his cooked music, and he's like, why are you playing molested music? I'm like, ooh, what? I'm like,
y'all, we
really
being rude. We
molested him? Like,
we didn't even ask the guest. We didn't.
Look, I'm processing. I am processing because, I am constantly busy, and I had saw some stuff on Facebook regarding Kirk Franklin and some apology that he did or something like that for language he used, but I was not aware of the cause behind the apology, and I was definitely not aware of what you just shared. I feel like this, I feel like, you know, definitely we should be kind of praying for Kirk Franklin, his family, but I also feel like, you know what, definitely they need to get to the root of this story, because if he has the problems that they're saying that he has, those problems don't just materialize. And you need to find out the root of this story, because, you know, I hate to accuse anybody of anything, but, you know, normally those things do take, you know, and show themselves later on in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do need to figure out what's going on with him. So,
well,
but I'm like, whoa, you know, that's a lot.
Right.
Well, not to stay on the subject too long, but I mean, Alicia, David, De La Shell, there have been some murmurs out there. Some people been saying it out there that everybody just on Kirk Franklin's side because that's where the money resides. So, I mean, Alicia, you think there's some validity to that? You think you buying that?
So, I've met Kirk in person, shook his hand and everything, shared the VIP room and everything with him at the I Hear Music concert back in 2017. And he seems like a down-to-earth guy. So, I'm on Kirk's side. until otherwise. And then I'm a father as well. So, you know, us fathers, we got to stick together. And hopefully, again, they get to the bottom of this situation. But, you know, the Candy Convo crew, we're going to keep you guys up to date and post it on everything that has to do with this situation and the conversations and the interviews and so forth.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, switching from a disturbing story to another disturbing story, everybody got their stimulus check? I hope this ain't too personal. Everybody got their stimulus check, right?
Right?
No. I didn't get mine yet.
Okay,
I didn't get mine yet.
Katie, still waiting on yours, Katie? Still waiting?
I got mine, yeah.
Okay, DeLaShelle? No?
I've been stimulated. I've been stimulated.
Okay, you've been stimulated. Okay, my pocket
yes,
didn't have
been
as well, too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the tithe has been paid. The tithe, I repeat, for all you heathens who listening,
look,
thank you.
My
tithe
has been paid, yes.
Pay your tithe.
Pay them tithe, yes.
I'm too hot. I'm too hot. I'm coming in too hot. Look, this man, one lost soul, right, Alicia? He's a lost soul. Mm.
Very lost.
He decided to get in an argument with his girlfriend, right, and about her giving him her stimulus check, giving him some of her stimulus check. Maybe I ain't say it clear.
Wow.
Arguing about with her about giving her, I mean giving him some of her stimulus check. Did I say it right? Did I say it right? So, Lizio, help me out. Help me out. What did he do?
So he got into an argument with his baby mama over some stimulus check money, and bottom line, he killed 4 people. Including a 7-year-old, his baby mama, and 2 other people that was in the house as well.
Oh,
I ain't wanna say it.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Now we all
yeah.
know that money is the root of all evil, right?
Yep.
And this is
yep.
a prime example.
Mm-hmm.
This is a prime example. Because he didn't have to kill them. It could have been
Oh my goodness, he killed the baby?
Yes, he
did. He killed the 7-year-old. Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me clarify. Because at first we thought he killed his daughter. He took, after he killed everybody, he took that daughter that was together. So we don't quite know who the 7-year-old belonged to. It was another man, and it was two females, and then it was the unfortunate, the 7-year-old baby. We'll keep y'all abreast, Candy Combo, if we find out different information. But his girlfriend survived.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She survived and her baby died?
No. The baby is still alive.
The 7-year-old.
We don't know.
The 7-year-old that you were talking about.
Yeah, the article doesn't say who the 7-year-old is for. It doesn't say who the 7-year-old is for. All it said is they had a kid together, and after he killed everybody and shot his girlfriend, he took the kid that they had together. The kid is 6 months. So let me just add that in the story. The kid they got together is 6 months. So he took that kid, dropped that kid off at his sister's house, and then tried, and they found him in a friend's attic. So that's the whole story.
But I'm just thinking, how is this lady, you know, I mean, I just feel for her, knowing that she did make it and she did survive and her 7-year-old is gone behind a stimulus check. That
right.
is crazy.
Yes.
God.
That would be traumatizing.
I mean,
yeah.
Katie.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like, really.
If I was in
her situation, you know, and she been shot me or something like that, you know what I'm saying, and other people, and my baby, like, you know, I'm thinking, like, oh my God, like, I know I got shot, but oh my God, my child, like, is he crazy? Like, oh my gosh, you know, I would be thinking all types of craziness, and I would be like, I wouldn't even be thinking.
You kind of wonder about those situations, you know. I mean, you know, I hate to kind of like veer off, but you know that just really kind of shows you where the world needs prayer, because like what
That's
kind
true.
Of situation Thanks. Was this lady in where she has a man in her life who would go to that extent over a sibling ship? I mean, you know, you just really kind of, your heart kind of just cries out for, you know, the people of this world where she would even find herself in a situation with a man like that. You know, you could tell, of course, that he's not a man of God, you know?
Nope.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, before I get a final word on it, Lee Dill, I'm going to let you speak your piece on it, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it popped up on my timeline last week. I want to say on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And, of course, we had already had our topics lined up and decked out for the previous episode, which was last week. And, I was like, what? Over a stimulus check? So, of course, I had to take a deeper dive into the topic and, like, look at articles in Indianapolis and everything. And, of course, a couple of days later, more details of the story came out. And I was like, this is banana. This is crazy. Like, people give each other over, like, drugs, over, like family issues, but not over stimulus check money. Come on. But then somebody pointed out that money is the root of all evil. And, of course, there is a biblical reference, you know, here on Candid Convos. I thought that it was important, and I thought it was essential for us to point that out, that we do talk about this subject. Because this man killed his baby mama, so to speak, and three other people, including a child. So it was definitely breaking news to me last week, and I just we have Candid Convos on Candid Convos, so I just thought it was a perfect topic. It is a sad situation, and I'm praying that I don't want to say like he gets buried under the jail, but that's what needs to happen.
I think you took the words out of everybody's mouth. I think you took the words out of everybody's mouth.
Speak was on my mind. Well, I mean, I'm just going to tell y'all like this. I read the article, and his name is Malik Hallford. Immediately, my spirit didn't sit right. Sometimes you have to say people's name out loud to yourself and see how your spirit feels. Malik Hallford. Come on. Come on. It sounds like craziness. off the rip crazy. She just ran away screaming. Malik Hallford, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to let it go. Because we got another, I'm going to say a dumb story, because that was just a dumb story. I mean, it was a tragic story, but still a dumb story on his part. So, Lisa, are you familiar with the United Negro College Fund?
I've heard of it, sponsoring kids to go to college and, you know, getting what do they call it?
Getting
full rides and everything. So,
grants
and scholarships, yes, and programs you know, different things like that. So, yes, I have heard of the United Negro Fund, college fund, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, KB, you heard of it as well?
Yes, I have.
Okay, D. LaShell, you as well? Okay,
yes,
so
I have.
Okay, so now if I ask y'all, who is the CEO or the head of the United College Negro Fund, you probably wouldn't know their name, but it would be fair to say that you would think it would be a black person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I heard a story not long ago about maybe somebody who was mixed or Caucasian who was actually the president or something of it.
Well, I'm glad you set me up, because United Negro College Fund announced last week that they selected their first Negro president.
Are you serious?
The first one?
That's what they said.
After so many years
of
being a Negro college fund, this is the first time a Negro will be in charge of the college fund that is for a Negro.
Negro, Legio, please make some sense of this. Negro, please.
Oh, my goodness.
I am speechless because, of course, like, I've heard of the organization, I've heard of the programs and the scholarship, but I always thought that a black person, African American, was already in charge. So when you sent the article of Kev on stage, giving his perspective and, of course, making his jokes, I was taken aback because I would have thought this whole entire time since day one that an African American was in charge of the Negro College Fund. Tavy, what are your thoughts? Did you think an African American was in charge of, like, what were your thoughts when you first heard the news?
I was like, are you serious? Like, this whole time, I'm thinking that we got some black people up on the board, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, you know. And years later, like, I'm hearing that they just nominated this person or got this person up on there, and now I was really speechless too, because I'm like, that is not right. Like, this whole time y'all had like white people and so on in there, but was no black person on there. Like, are you serious? I don't understand. The system is crazy. I don't get it.
You know what? How do you justify that though? I mean, after all these years, how is it that you justify never before having an African American person in charge of the United Negro College Fund? I mean, I want to know the justification for that.
Do you really have to?
There, of course, there's no way you can justify that. But I need to understand. You know, I'm grasping at straws here. I need to understand, how is it that all of these years, I need to understand. I just need a little help.
I'm going to help you. The first president was Rockefeller. If you don't know who Rockefeller was, a billionaire white guy. And he was the CEO of a big company, which is like a hedge fund now, and then it was preceded by two other whites. So this is the fifth leader of the college fund, and this has been in decades. You understand me? So think about this. Basically, they saying, we gonna give you college fund to go to college, and you think you gonna better your life, but you just going to go to college to owe us later. We're going to fund you to fund our business later. You understand me? So I agree with all
y'all. I think that takes away from what it does. I mean, you know, while it's definitely sad that it took all of this time for them to get to this level, I'm still trying to figure that out. But I don't think that it takes away from the work that they do in providing scholarships and everything to African Americans and other students, you know, possibly that, you know, get to go to college and, you know, make something out of themselves.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but them last two topics have waned on me. Alicia, please tell me you got some music that will lift every voice and say.
Of course, I got some music that will lift our spirits, man. So not only did the stimulus check shooting happen last week, but also a featured artist, Jess Norris, got signed to Menace Movement not too long ago, which is Dayton's label, and her new song called "Let It Go." The video and the single was released last week on Wednesday. And the video was premiered on her YouTube channel on Thursday. So this is something brand new. I haven't even played it on the KS Radio Show. So Candid Convo fam, listeners all across the board, you guys are in for a treat. Here is Jess Norris with "Let It Go," right here exclusively for the first time ever on Candid Convo. Check it out.
Going round and around in this
Before we let you guys go, we have a special announcement from our other sponsor of the show, from Roslyn Smith Counseling. Check out her clip.
Hi, it's Roslyn with Roslyn Smith Counseling, and I am excited to share a couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Roslyn Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
Amen. Shout out to, Roslyn Smith Counseling, and you guys can check out her link in the description of this show, as well as shalomshe.com, and our other sponsor, Eve's Garden, where you want to learn, where you can learn about living healthy and, you know, bettering your immune system, and also supporting my biological sister, Alexis Johnson, and follow her @_EaseGarden on Instagram for more info. DeLashelle Thornton is our guest on tonight. And DeLashelle, have you enjoyed yourself thus far? DeLashelle? Maybe she put her phone on mute.
Sorry, you guys. I was having phone issues.
I was having phone issues. I have. This has been a great experience just talking with you guys and downloading with you guys. It's been awesome.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So since you are our guest, what are your thoughts about the Jess Norris Let It Go track? Did you enjoy it? Is it playable for next week? Like, what are your thoughts?
Oh, that was awesome. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Let It Go stuck in my head for the rest of the night. But I just really love how she talked about letting everything go and trusting God's plan for you. I really enjoy that. So I'm sure that's going to be in my spirit for the rest of this week.
Amen. Well, D. Lachelle, not only did you enjoy the song, but you are also an artist yourself, and you're smashing his singles titled Faithful God. Is it out on digital platforms now? If so, what platforms can we stream and download it to support you?
It is. It is on all of the platforms that you can think of. It is out there on Amazon, iTunes, anything you can think of, it's out there. I have a website, I guess, that kind of is a little small thing that they created called DLachelleThornton.hearnow.com, where it kind of just groups all of the platforms together as one, and you can click on that, and it'll take you right to where you want to go to purchase it from. You know, hey, I appreciate your support. I'm letting God do what he does, but I pray that it blesses somebody, you know. At the end of the day, that's all I pray for.
Amen. You said DLachelleThornton.hearnow.com?
Yes.
All right, now, Candid Convo fam, y'all heard it. I repeated it, so now it's no excuse. You know, Marty, you're a pastor, so what do pastors say? Tell your neighbor, no excuse. So we're telling the Candid Convo fam tonight, there's no excuse why you can't support D. Lachelle in her ministry as she goes forth to do what God has called her to do. And again, no excuse.
somebody tell your neighbor, reach over and look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, no excuse.
Don't make me play the organ. Don't make me play the organ. Get the show music going. Well,
about to turn to
it has been a it has been a phenomenal show. Marty the Greatest, any last remarks?
Look, y'all, y'all know y'all can follow me. Marty the Greatest is all one word. I don't think I have to spell it anymore because we already know Candid Convo fam. But Marty the Greatest on every outlet. New music coming soon. And, you know, y'all know what it is, man. Until next Tuesday, if you got any you see anything, any topics or anything like that, email me. Or I say email. Lord, I sound old. DM. DM me or DM Alicia, DM Tavy, because we always looking for topics. We want to talk about the things y'all want to talk about. So, yeah, you know, we hope y'all enjoyed hearing us have these conversations like we enjoy having them. And until next Tuesday, just remember to pray, hustle, and always have Candid Convos. Marty the Greatest out.
Amen. Tavy, any last remarks, sis?
Oh, yeah. So you guys know that you can go ahead and hit me up on IG at TavySoWavy. Also, I have Twitter, the official Tavy. And if you're about business, my regular page is Octavia Jordan. That's only for business right now. Okay. Also, you know, God bless y'all. And thank you all for coming in, you know, and tuning in with us and hearing our amazing topics and conversation and these dope music. And it's just been a beautiful time for me. And you guys also keep me in prayer, okay, because I found another place. So I'm praying I'll be in my place before April. Yes, yes, yes. That was the news I wanted to give. But, yeah, so I'm working it out. I'll be getting some music out there soon. I am doing features, okay? So, yeah.
Okay. And D. Lachelle, since you are, mm-hmm. I guess it's only right that we make you, you know, the best and last. What are your social media handles and how can people follow you online?
Well, at the present moment, I do Instagram, D. Lachelle Thornton,
and Facebook, D. Lachelle Thornton. I'm going to come up, y'all. I'm going to get myself together, and I'm going to have, you know, my little nickname, like Tavy Wavy and stuff like that.
Yes.
But now, you know, if you want to reach me, it's just D. Lachelle Thornton. You know, you can DM me or whatever, you know, or DM Morty the Greatest. He'll get it to me, y'all. He'll get it to me.
I got you, sis.
Gotcha.
Amen. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but D. Lachelle, I will be another guest on Must Be Heard Radio this Saturday coming up, this Saturday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central. I want to know, with your permission, if it's okay that we review your song on Must Be Heard Radio this upcoming Saturday.
Oh, of course, of course. Sure.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
I will shoot it over.
Look, right, Marty, right.
I will shoot it over to the homie Jet Black for Saturday's review show. And if you guys haven't checked it out from this past Saturday, check out my timeline. And again, you guys, this is Candid Convos. I'm your man KS, the Legend, and you can follow me everywhere online at KS Radio Show. I don't think this Friday I'm having a KS Radio Show episode, but definitely tune in at the beginning of April because me and Marty, we are going to be talking about doing some giveaways here on Candid Combo. So in April, you guys do not want to miss any episodes of Candid Combos because we got new lists and we got giveaways that we're going to do for the public and the listeners. Just so you know, give back and just say that we appreciate you guys' support. Yeah, put some gas in your tank, some shirts on your back, some, you know, some stuff maybe that SalonCheat.com want to donate. We don't know. Y'all don't know what we got up our sleeves. But yeah, we just want to say thank you guys for being our supporters and sharing the posts and even sending us links to news topics. So we just want to give back and say thank you. You guys, we are going to close out the show with D. Lachelle with Faithful God, just so you guys can hear it again, so you guys can download it and stream it at DLachelleThornton.HereNow.com. You guys get your pen and paper ready so you can take notes. And, again, remember that God is a faithful God and that we can trust him as long as we hold his hand, and that if God can trust your faith, then he can't test your faith. So let God test you so you can pass the test so you can know they can bless you with more than you can bear and be in abundance to you and live your life purposely. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So here is D. Lachelle with Faithful God. We see you guys next Tuesday at March 30th at 9 o'clock for the last episode in March with a brand new playlist and hopefully brand new supporters. You guys be blessed. Have a great Tuesday. And don't be late to work tomorrow, y'all. Here is D. Lachelle with Faithful God. Good night and God bless.
Faithful God, that's who you are.